Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, Donnie, we've been waiting for the Pirates to do something, and they finally did something. Did they do something good is the question. So it was a deal involving many players, but the two seem to matter are Johan Oviedo going to Boston and Jostinson Garcia coming here. His name is spelled, his nickname is The Password, which is great because his first name is Jostynxon. That is absolutely incredible.
I love that nickname, too.
The Password.
It really is. Like, imagine that being your password. Nobody would ever hack in.
You guys know about his brother? This is no joke. His brother's nickname, he's also with the Red Sox, is the username.
Nuh-uh.
I swear to you. Look
it up. What's his name?
It's not as...
Jostinson.
It's not as abstract. But yes, his brother's nickname is the username.
Well, Joe's... All those letters are what the website gives you when you don't make up your own password, right, Donnie? They just give you one of their own. Jostynxon. Jostinson. Jostinson. What's his name, Donnie?
Jostinson.
Jostinson Garcia. I have a bad feeling about this, even though I guess it's the kind of trade that you need to make if you're the Pirates. I don't know. This goes back to Ben Cherington's quote of, if you're in Pittsburgh, you're trading for unproven players. I kind of like proven players. I don't give a damn about years of control. I see people extolling this trade based on years of control. Is the dude any good? Can he hit? I've seen Henry Davis. He's Henry Aaron against AAA pitching. He can't hit the major league pitching. Jack Sawinski is Jack Clark against AAA pitching. He stinks against major league pitching. So I'm very happy they've acquired the Password, I guess. But something tells me that the Red Sox have identified Oviedo, who came back last year and looked like he had some premium stuff. He looks like he's a guy coming off a major arm injury on a serious rise. I've got a bad feeling about it, Donnie. You?
So I don't mind it at all. I mean, I don't know where Johan Oviedo necessarily fit in to what they were going to do in 2025. I know that you can easily say that you can never have enough pitching, but if the Pirates do have an abundance of something that's pretty good and young, it is pitching. And we knew going into this offseason that they would have to use that in a way to get some sort of offense. They did it last year with Luis Ortiz. That has paid off in a big way. I mean, Ortiz is never going to play baseball again because of sports gambling, and they end up getting a pretty decent offensive player, Spencer Horwitz, out of the deal. He was the only Pirates player that played like 100 games last year that had an OPS plus over 100. He was the only above-average player they ended up having by the end.
Well, tell me this. What does it do for their lineup? Is he an addition that is going to help their lineup right away with Paul Skeens here?
I mean, I think you have to give the guy a shot right away. He's only played 5 games in the majors, though, because the Red Sox had
that's
guys
the thing.
In front of him.
Maybe it'll be a great trade. But I'm sorry. I'm looking for proven hitters this offseason. Am I crazy?
No, because I think we all would have wanted that. Like, oh, they're, you know, they have another guy who's never really played in the majors. Good minor league numbers. We've heard that a million times.
I know. I just, and maybe it'll turn out great. It will. I guess it's the kind of trade we're getting there. Maybe he'll be a great player. Here's something that gives me hope is that Keith Law, who is never afraid to be critical of anybody, notably the Pirates, says the headline on his story is Pirates cracked the code in acquiring Jostinson Garcia. He says this kid has unbelievable raw power. Exit velocity, 105 miles an hour in AAA, 90th percentile, Donnie. He sees a floor of a 20-homer, sub-300 on-base guy who plays above-average defense. I don't know. I don't have time to wait, and neither does Skeens. That's my thing. And I have this horrible feeling that Oviedo's going to take off like a rocket.
Do you?
Or, yeah. Yes, I do.
Now, did you think that before the trade, too? Like, you thought if he comes back?
Yes. Oviedo, the year before he left here playing for the Pirates, was pretty darn good. I know he lost 14 games, but he won 9.
Yeah, he was very feast or famine. Like, he would have great games. He would just go, like, 7 innings, 1 hit.
And then last year.
And then the next game, it would be, like, 6 innings, 6 hits, 6 runs.
Right. Right. And then last year, he comes back, and he has more than a strikeout per inning. A 3.57 ERA. There's an uptick in his stuff. You know how the story goes, Donnie. You know how the story goes. 3 years from now, maybe this is PTSD, Pirate Traumatic Stress Disorder kicking in. I don't know.
But how about this? If you were told, I know there are a couple of other players that were in this deal too, but these are the two like headliners. If you were told that the Pirates would trade Johan Oviedo and they would get a top 100 prospect in baseball back for him.
I guess for me, this isn't the summer of top 100 prospects. It's the summer of bringing guys who have already shown they can hit major league pitching pretty well. I don't need Kyle Schwarber. I don't need Mickey Mantle. Give me a guy who can hit and has already shown he can hit. Please, please, for the love of God, please just bring in a bat. Who's already hit major league pitching? Just one guy. That's all I ask for, Donnie.
The blood pressure is rising in here, Sean.
One guy.
You can almost feel it.
For Christmas. Just one hitter. Please.
Who do you think that's going to be?
Nobody. Maybe this is their big move. I don't know. I don't know who it's going to be.
I don't think this is their big move. Now, I've been wrong about that before.
Well, who do you think, I mean, do you have names?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, because you want them to go out and bring guys in, but they have to be guys that are realistic for the Pirates. Like, you throw out those names like Josh Naylor, and you had the conflicting reports there. You throw out the names like Kyle Schwarber.
Well, listen.
I think is a name that's been thrown around a little bit. He's not an outfielder.
Right.
But I wouldn't be like stunned if they gave like JT Realmuto a deal because he played in Philadelphia forever. He's older. He's going to be 35 years old. It's like a typical Pirates deal, and a guy who, yeah, the numbers on offense have gone down a bit, but he's just your typical professional hitter who's in his mid-30s. That seems like it would fit their
Guys out there. Is Luis Arraez still out there?
Suarez.
Brandon Lau is out there. Duran, have the Red Sox traded him yet? A guy like that? Joe Adell out with the Angels.
Arraez is still out there, by the way.
There's tons of guys who have shown they can hit major league pitching. Can you just please find one guy who is an actual hitter. Donnie, it can't be that hard.
Maybe Marcelo Zuna is their DH.
Sure, and he's coming off a crap year, but he was still better as a DH than McCutchen was.
Somebody that could hit major league pitching.
Just one!
I get kind of stunned when Eugenio Suarez gets brought up. I know Sean just did that. And Sean, I don't know if you know this, Joe. He's a Mariners fan.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's
a big dumper fan.
Yeah. So he has seen the guy play a little bit.
To me, Suarez is a guy that everyone sees. That's a big name. He's coming off of a 49 home run season.
And he's affordable.
I think you can get him for under $20 million a year. And maybe for Pittsburgh, it might take 3 years. Potentially 2 years if he goes, you know, maybe to a more attractive team. The problem with that is he's going to give you power, but he's, I think, a guy that's clearly on the downside and will not hit for average. But if you're just looking for
power,
sign him up. Yeah.
I think 30 home runs is probably a bare minimum that you're going to get from him, even if he bats 190.
Yeah, I mean, Schwarber's never been Tony Gwynn. The guy hits 50 home runs. He's awesome.
That's all you want.
Yeah,
I don't care about his batting average.
Suarez isn't going to be as good as that, but yeah, I mean,
I don't care about his glove. He can throw his glove in a fire somewhere. Just bring a bat.
I feel the exact same way.
Arias has won two batting titles. Jim Bowden says he could be had for $15 million a year over 2 years. Well, what are we waiting for here, Donnie?
I feel like you have to get some dude that can actually hit some homers. Like Suarez would be...
I'd settle for somebody that can simply hit the baseball. Seriously. Like where it gets in fair play where the other team doesn't catch it.
We know Arias can do that, even though his numbers are not as great as they once were.
I know. Just, I don't know that I can take this off.
You feel like you're in a bad way here, Joe.
Yeah, this is.
But what about Limich's guy? Doesn't he like Bo Bichette?
I'll take him. I don't even know what his
numbers
are.
That's going to be a massive contract.
Yeah, they wouldn't have a shot getting him.
It's a Donnie Football Friday turning into a Donnie Baseball Friday with Greensburg's own Donnie Football, brought to you by Smale Kia, Route 30 Greensburg. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can listen to the Pop and Joe Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. All right, Donnie, I wanted to hit on another story. Listen, this is the team in town that appears to be doing a rebuild the right way and is providing us with the most entertainment and competence all at once. And they deserve credit for this. Spent an hour talking with Tyler Kennedy off the top of the show about the Penguins yesterday. Let's talk about the Penguinis, Donnie. Are you convinced this is going to be a playoff team?
I think they're going to make it. I don't know if I'd say convinced, but the stat about being a playoff team on Thanksgiving, it hits, what, 75% of the time?
Yeah.
So not a sure thing, 3 out of every 4 teams. But it really is a breath of fresh air that they were able to make a change. They bring in a new voice. It is working for them. They have guys, you know, they have some young guys working into the fold, which is very good. And they seem, I don't want to jinx anything, they seem to have the goaltending figured out at least a little bit,
Is nice. Yeah, they do. Ajari was spectacular last night. Here's the thing, Donnie, that would indicate maybe it's not so fluky. They're in the top 10 in goals. They're in the top 10 in goals against. They're in the top 5 in power play, and I haven't checked in a minute. Are they in the top 5? They're certainly in the top 10 in penalty kill, and they might be in the top 5. I mean, that is pretty, and we're what, 28 games, 26 games into the season? That's more than a quarter into the season. And when you're among the league's best in all of those categories, I think that's a really good sign, no?
Yeah, I mean, and right now they're sitting at third in the Metro. Like they are right there in a playoff spot. I know there's still so much time to go, but they don't feel like this is a smoke and mirrors team. They're not a flash in the pan.
Fifth in the penalty kill, by the way. So, you know, special teams, goaltending.
It would be a little bit different if they, you know, shot hot out of the gate and they won their first 6 games of the season and it was something that we couldn't believe and then they just fell flat on their face. Yeah, they weren't going to replicate what they did in October because they were really good, but they stayed afloat. They're right here as we enter December. And I think in a season where I at least thought, I know Austin was shooting for the Gavin McKenna sweepstakes, where we thought they would be a downright bad hockey team and put themselves in such a position to perhaps win the draft lottery. Now I'm completely flipped, thinking this team can absolutely make the playoffs.
Why not? Why not right now? And I have a new favorite Penguin, and that is Boko Emama. Did you see him chopped
his
down that tree.
His battle last night.
Oh, is that great? That's the best sports entertainment in town these days, is the Penguins. That game was crazy last night.
I also like that they're working in younger players than what we saw the last handful of
Mike Sullivan years.
Yeah.
It's the old guys.
Koivunen had a goal last night.
Yes. You have the kid line, and then you have the
old
guys.
Kendall had one, too.
At least two of them. Well, really, three of them. Carlson, and then Gino and Sid. Gino was great last night. He had a mental error or two, but who cares? He was unbelievable. Sid's having a great year. It's the young and the old, the kids and the old guys, and it's just been a fun watch. Credit to them.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, in a year where going in, we thought you could get cheap seats at the arena, and the best thing about this season would be that it's one more run with the big three. It's one more run with Evgeny Malkin in a Penguins uniform. It's been anything but that.
Man, I'm having fun watching it, and their coach is a Joe Block lookalike, for God's sakes.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Have you ever seen more of a doppelganger in sports than Dan Muse and Joe Block?
No, that's a really good one.
Is there a little bit of Craig Riley mixed in, our boss, or no?
Maybe.
Yeah.
But the Joe Block, Dan Muse one is very spot on. And I'm glad. I don't know if Muse has played into it as much, but I know Block has a couple of times.
Well, did you see where the new mayor and Kyle Dubas did the doppelganger thing over at the Penguins offices?
That's a pretty good one, too. Corey O'Connor.
It was great. They put out a little video. We got to have a Dan Muse, Joe Block video, don't we, Donnie?
Yeah, we got to do that at some point.
Pretty soon. Maybe we can do it right here in our studios.
I give that guy a ton of credit, though. I mean, Dubas.
Joe Block?
Well, I mean, he's sitting through 162.
He is, yes. But
Dubas, for starters.
Me too.
And Dan Muse in a big way, because even though the expectation level wasn't that high due to him being a relatively unknown head coach.
Yeah.
I mean, he has figured out a way to make things work for these guys that Mike Sullivan couldn't figure out.
No, there's a new energy, and it's brought with the new coach. It's brought with younger players, I think. Everything feels energized and enjoyable right now instead of stale and rotten.
I mean, that's why I think, I know it's not maybe a direct comparison, but that's why I think it is fair that you can bring up the conversation about the Steelers and the Penguins because we just saw a team in town do it, and so far it is paying dividends.
Yes.
We just saw a team that got rid of its most successful coach. Mike Sullivan had the most wins in Penguins history, back-to-back Stanley Cup wins. Things got dry. Things went stale. They got rid of him. He got a job in 5 minutes in one of the biggest marquee spots in all of the National Hockey League. He plays his home games at Madison Square Garden. Who cares? The Penguins brought in a guy who is relatively unknown, and right now they are in a better position out of the two teams.
It's a Donnie Hockey Friday here at The Fan. That's a great point. But what about the Penguins compared to the Pirates? Can you imagine if the Penguins make it back to the playoffs sooner than the Pirates do?
I mean, we're only a few months away from them probably doing that.
After the Pirates sunk to the bottom of the league for years and got Paul Skeens, but the Penguins are going to sink sort of, not really, to the bottom and then rise again and make the playoffs before the Pirates do. That's unbelievable.
Did you think they would get back and win a playoff game or series before the Steelers would?
Well, I've been thinking that's a long time off for the Steelers. And still a long time off. All right, time check. It's 12:24. Make the smart call. Buell Insurance, 724-443-5610. Sean Myers, don't call him Seth, has a Bechtold breakdown coming up. We miss our dear friend Austin Bechtold, city limits, greatly today. Is he just on vacation or is he on a field trip with his school? Where is he going?
I don't know.
He's gearing up for tomorrow, I believe, right?
Oh, yeah.
What's tomorrow? Aller meet and greet?
We got that long day at Cumberland Valley High School.
Well, why didn't you take the day off? What, Limits needs to rest up for it?
I guess so. What time do you think he slept in till today? 9:30?
He's still sleeping. Yeah. He sleeps till 9 on show days. On an off day at 12:20, he's still sleeping.
He's texted me already, but... That might have been his mom. I don't know.
Is he sending his picks in, Donnie?
He did send his picks in. He's already trying to influence one of the games that I did not include for the picks, though. So
what do we think now? What do we think of that, Joe?
I think that when he's off, he should be off and not trying to influence the show, don't you?
I feel like Sean is the guy sitting in, and I think Sean, correct me if I'm wrong, Sean did throw a game out to me, and he said, should I include this? Does Austin normally do it? And I was like, well, that game sucks.
Yeah.
So
I thought we were going to do West Virginia basketball after the 1 week Limits gave us a basketball game that he thought was a football game.
I told Sean that story because he knew what he was doing all along. He was a little bit nervous. I said, don't worry. Limits gave us a basketball game 2 weeks ago, very confidently thinking it was a big WVU football matchup.
When he said, all right, on to colleges, what did he say? Clemson
minus four
at West Virginia. I'm like, Why would Clemson only be favored by four? And then you pipe in and say, are you sure that's not basketball?
West Virginia football was on a bye week.
And then Limits said, aw, just like that. But we wound up betting that game and we all won.
I think we did get it, yeah.
Yeah, the Mountaineers came up big.
West Virginia, baby.
Kevin Pittsnoggle.
The Fighting Crowleys. I covered them. Did you know that, Sean? During Pittsnoggle's heyday, I was in Atlanta watching them play Texas and things like that against LaMarcus Aldridge.
That was a fun team to follow.
Really fun. Mike Ganzi, Pittsnoggle. Who else? Frank Young.
Was there like a Farmar on that team?
Missoula was on some of those teams.
That was a little bit before they had a Butler, right?
Yeah, it was before Butler. Yeah, before him.
Pittsnoggle was something else. I've often said, too, has there ever been a college athlete that was more fitting to the team that he played for than Kevin Pittsnoggle?
Never. Impossible. Not more. And I doubt even close to even, but never more.
What a sharpshooter he was, too.
He was a great player. Great college player. Did he ever play in the pros anywhere? Did he ever take an NBA snap?
I don't think so.
Can you look that up, Sean?
NBA
You're the beat writer. You know what I mean. He played for the Pittsburgh Explosion and the Austin Toros, and the Albuquerque Thunderbirds of the NBA D-League, Donnie. He never got in an NBA game.
Any stats?
Back when it
was
the D-League still.
That's a crying shame that he never got in there. I'll tell you that much right now.
Does he have stats?
No stats. He was selected to the CBA All-Star game in 06. Averaged 23 points a game for the Pittsburgh Explosion.
He was their best player.
That's incorrigible, Donnie. All right. Let's get to Sean. What do you got coming up here on the Bechtold Breakdown? Any treats for us?
Going to talk some Major League Baseball free agency. Further discussion of who the Pirates maybe could have targeted. We'll talk a big-time streak that came to an end. Mm. Also, maybe more football coming for NFL holidays.
All right. And then 1 o'clock, we get back heavy into Steelers-Ravens. Little quiz show, some predictions, all of that coming up on a Donnie Football Friday.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
That makes me think of Austin. Meanwhile, there's been a Ron Cook sighting in Pittsburgh, Donnie.
What?
Yes.
That's like a Bigfoot sighting.
Yes.
You have to file that with the Bigfoot people. Was it really a Bigfoot? Was it really a Ron Cook?
I saw a blurry picture. No,
I saw a guy taking free drinks from the bar.
There was. There's been a Ron Cook sighting in Pittsburgh. I was told by Denise Suba. What's her official title here, Donnie? What'd you say?
Don't put me on the spot like that, Joe.
I mean, she's one of our big, she runs the sales department, right? Is that fair to say? I don't know what she does. She's been here.
Something executive, right?
Yeah, she's an executive. She's an Odyssey executive, and a friend of hers spotted Ron Cook at Domenico's. Thoughts?
Denise is the creative sales and marketing strategist, Joe.
Yeah, I knew that. Thoughts on Ron being spotted and not getting in touch with us?
Well, I mean, he wasn't going to get in touch with me, but you, he worked with for years. You would have thought it was, hey, Joe, I'll be in town.
Feels mildly hurtful. Yeah.
Now, will that incline you to reach out to him? Like, hey, buddy, heard you were in town.
No.
You didn't say a word to me.
No.
Didn't want to grab a drink. You didn't want to grab lunch.
Little jurgle stop. Maybe go to Shooters. I don't know.
Visit Mr. Hester.
Maybe go to Mr. Hester's. Maybe go to Devin Hester's and talk about the greatest punt returners of all time. No, I hope Dom and Ron are doing well. All right. I'm ready.
Well, thank you, Joe.
What is this, Bechtold's Breakdown?
This is the Bechtold Breakdown, appropriately named not so much today. So I've got a bevy of topics that you guys can throw around here. First one is a streak that came to an end last night. I'm sure you heard about LeBron James' streak of scoring 10 points in a game going all the way back to 2007. It ended with 8 points last night against the Houston Rockets. Is that an impressive streak? And do you think we will see anything of that nature upcoming in our lifetime?
Is it impressive? He scored double digits in like thousands of games since 2007.
1,297.
It reminds me of Sid's point per game streak. I mean, it's more than just longevity with these guys. And I remember a long time ago, Donnie, being over at the Civic Arena. Sid had already broken in. LeBron was about to break in with the Cavs, and they had an exhibition game at the arena. And I interviewed him. We all did. A bunch of people interviewed him. And he was talking about Crosby. Like, they were the two big things. My God, I was like in my 30s practically then. It's ridiculous how long they've been around.
Isn't it kind of amazing, too? Like, think back to how long ago that was, and think back to the ages of both of those guys. They were 18 years old.
Yeah.
And they were about to be the budding stars in their respective sports. And not only did they live up to the hype, but I would say they exceeded the hype. Like, they were very, very hyped.
I was in my 30s, now that I think about it. Are you 30 yet?
I just turned 30 about a month and a half ago.
I was you when they broke in. You're going to be me, which is a horrible thought. If somebody else breaks in right now, like Gavin McKenna, by the end of their career, Donnie, you'll be me.
Right. Like, and just think about, LeBron was 18, Sid was 18, and Sid went on to become, I would say, a top 3 to 5 player all time.
And so did LeBron.
And LeBron absolutely is very much in conversation of the greatest in his sport of all time.
I mean, I would say two of the great examples of guys who came in with maybe the highest expectations ever in their respective sports, maybe. And not only did they live up to it, they surpassed it, both of them. That's pretty phenomenal.
I mean, how many guys, you said the amount of games there, Sean.
1,297.
Think about the amount of guys that never even played that many games in the NBA. And that was his streak of scoring 10-plus points.
All right, I got one for you, Donnie. It's unreal. The more impressive streak. Sid, a point per game for all, what is it, 19? Oh, how many seasons is it now? 20?
Yeah, I mean, he's done it.
Or LeBron, double-digit scoring in 1,200 straight games. Which is more impressive?
See, I want to say Sid, because it's every single season of his career, whereas like this streak for LeBron picked up in 07, so he was a few years in at this point.
I know, but to do it every night.
Right.
The big thing is you can't get thrown out of a game early. You can't roll an ankle and miss the rest of a game.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
You can't already have your team up by 40 points at half.
I think it is LeBron's, just because it requires an every single game effort to like some degree of him getting 10 plus. I mean, we've seen, you know, you're going to have your hockey games where Sid doesn't score a point, but then the next game he'll score 4. The next game he'll score 3.
Right.
He'll score maybe 1 or none the game after that, then he'll score 5. Like, he's able to brush out that average over the course of 82, whereas this is individual game. It's not averaging 10 points. It is scoring 10-plus points in every single game. Yeah,
crazy.
I'm going to flip it. I think it's LeBron's. That's
crazy.
Nuts. Every single game.
Some little notes with that. Cooper Flagg was 15 days old when the streak started.
And his hands were still bigger than Kenny Pickett's.
Bronny was 2 years old, his son.
And he was still taller than limits.
And our president was George W. Bush.
Wow.
It feels like a long, long time ago. By the way, I don't know if you saw how the game ended. He had 8 points.
The
ball in his hand gave it up to, I believe, Rui Hachimura for a game-winning shot.
Oh, for a game winner?
Yeah, yes. And the guy hit it.
So if he had called his own number,
all right,
trying
then
to
I have
extend
an opinion.
That streak.
I have an opinion on that. This guy caught all kinds of crap early in his career when he wouldn't just take shots late in games, like he'd pass to the open guy. Whatever you think of LeBron, want to say about LeBron, I'll say this. He shows up and he plays hard. Him and Steph Curry both know people are in the seats to watch them all the time. So they show up and they play the right way. Great examples for any basketball player out there, those two. Thank you, Donnie.
Don't want to spend too much time involving NBA, but this will translate over to other sports as well. The Cleveland Cavaliers have been fined $250,000 for their second violation of player participation rule, meaning they have notable players who are sitting out games without legitimate injuries, yeah. Something that basketball has implemented because it became basically an epidemic that star players were sitting out a handful of games every year for no reason other than rest, load management, if you will. Does this work, this rule, and would you like to see it in maybe Major League Baseball when you see once or twice a week star players sitting out pretty much every single Sunday, they're not in the lineup?
So wait, they got in trouble for load management more or less?
Yes. I believe they've tried to set it up that if you're on a national TV game, they don't play back-to-backs, things of that nature to avoid this happening. But if you're sitting star players for no reason other than rest, there are potential fines, and that's happened now twice to the Cavaliers.
I'll let you start with this one, Joe.
I just got handed a piece of paper. I'm not sure I care about this one. No offense, Sean.
That's okay. We can move on to another one.
I have one for you.
Yes.
That's because I got handed a news bulletin. Ross Dellinger from Yahoo Sports. Penn State is in the final stages of negotiations to make Matt Campbell its new coach, sources tell Yahoo Sports. What do you guys make of this?
The Iowa State man.
The Iowa State
man. Well, Sean's the Penn Stater.
Here you go, Sean.
Well, first off, it's putting him in a tough spot because everyone now at this point realizes he was nowhere close to the top choice. He wasn't even the second choice, probably. Maybe not even the third.
He wasn't in the top 20 choices.
Well, you had Corey Geiger on yesterday.
Yeah.
He said Cignetti pretty clearly was their number one option. And then they maybe had some other guys that they are going to circle back on. So I wonder if Campbell's one of those guys that they maybe initially contemplated and then tried going for the BYU coach.
Well, from even the BYU coach was late. I would say this was not among their top 15 choices, but go ahead.
Everything that I've seen, including I believe Corey Geiger said this as well, is this is about as good as they could have realistically expected for a college coach this late in the process with all the guys they've already struck out with. I still thought maybe the NFL route was the way they were going to go, but it became apparent they were not going to keep Terry Smith. That was not going to work out. So it was kind of a no-win situation, and from what I heard, Campbell's done really good things with a program that has almost no football tradition. Sounds a little bit like James Franklin when he's at Vanderbilt. That said, I don't think he's going to replicate Franklin's success, certainly not right off the bat. It's going to be a few down years, I think, before Penn State gets back to being a consistent top 10 team.
I mean, the last 3 years at Iowa State, 7-6, they went to the Liberty Bowl. 11-3 last year, they went to the Pop-Tarts Bowl and won, which is quickly
they got the toaster,
which is quickly becoming my new favorite bowl game. And this past season, 8-4, so they're going to go to a bowl game again. And to Sean's point, he took over this program about a decade ago, and it's been mostly good things. A couple of bad seasons mixed in there, sure. Like his first year when he was trying to get them off the ground, they went 3-9. They went 4-8 in 2022, but they've almost always been a 7-plus win team, a bowl eligible team. If you can do that at a place like Iowa State, I feel like in the same vein as Franklin when he was at Vanderbilt, you know, what can you do when you have a lot of other resources around you financially?
Yeah, I hear that.
In terms of recruiting, coaching.
I don't know, man. I do hear that, but this doesn't really strike me as a home run hire. His biggest win in the last 5 years, he got a Pop-Tart toaster, Donnie. You know, he's gone 8-4 this year. He did go 11-3, 7-6, 4-8, 7-6, 7-6. This is Pat Narduzzi they just hired.
It does have a pretty similar resume.
Not bad, and not an easy place to win. But last I checked, let's not move the goalposts here. They just got rid of a guy because he couldn't win the big games. They got rid of a guy who was in the national semifinals last year, and I agreed with them getting rid of him. But you bring in somebody right now, he better be in that national championship game within a couple of years. Would you agree?
I think they got the best remaining option
Yeah.
that they had because it was they were looking silly
I still think NFL was the route to go. I thought Joe Brady might have been a potential guy they could have gone after.
The best available option, though, Donnie, that's like saying, you know, 48 hours after my Thanksgiving spread, the best available option was, you know, a couple buns and a few green beans, you know?
That's kind of what it fell into.
It did, I know.
Because they saw option after option either go elsewhere or stay put and get a raise.
I'm sure people will be all over this guy. It's, you know, great. You know, this was a great hire because that's how it is with college coaches. They get people think Matt Rhule would have been a good pick.
He Matt hasn't Rhule's, won any big games.
No.
He has a similar, if not worse, resume in those marquee matchups to James Franklin.
So who knows? I guess this is, does it beat Terry Smith?
I mean, I guess so. It seemed like a lot of people at the school wanted Terry Smith, though. A lot of the donors did. And it was starting to turn the tide and feel like it would be...
Yeah. I thought so, too. That it would be him on like a two-year deal.
I mean, I'm glad that we don't have to act as if, like, Penn State just hit a home run here, though. Like, I'm not going to say that it was...
God, no. They struck out 97 yeah. times. Maybe they will hit a home run, but only after leading the league in strikeouts.
Because my only other fear was that they would somehow convince like Urban Meyer to come out of retirement and coach their football team. Because no matter what you think of that dude as a person, he is one of the best college football coaches of this century. So if they pull that guy out of nowhere, yeah. then I would have been a little bit worried. But, I mean, the amount of guys that they missed on and now have to settle. Like, it's a settling
it's
feeling
a settling.
For them.
Yeah.
And it was enjoyable for everybody coming from the outside that is not a Penn State fan. It was enjoyable for me. I don't know. I don't even know where you come down on it. You said you have, like, a stepson that went there. Sean
yeah.
went there.
I didn't. Not enjoyable for me. Comical, yes.
Yeah.
Good fodder for sports talk radio. But I have nothing against Penn State at all.
To see people, like, limit squirm a little bit.
Yeah. I like that, too. 50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group. Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions, mostly cloudy with a high of Jack Sawyer, 33 degrees. Now, next, what y'all came for, a Ravens-Steelers quiz show. Me against Donnie, Donnie against me. I think you're up 6 or 7-2, but I still have a chance, but I have to win this week. We'll do that next on a Donnie Football Friday. It's Pomp and Joe.
Sean Myers bringing you fan headlines. The Penguins prevailed 4-3 against the Tampa Bay Lightning last night. Geno with a couple of goals and a helper. He had the game-winning tally with under 3 minutes left in regulation. Pens in Dallas to play the Stars Sunday at 6. Also Sunday, Pittman's basketball back on the hardwood hosting Hofstra at 4 o'clock. Our pregame starts at 3:30 right here on 93.7 The Fan. Headlines powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville. For more, visit 93.7thefan.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.